While South Africa celebrates its increased matric pass rate, a significant proportion of South African youth will not make it into university this year, raising the question, what next? Here is what some of 2019's matric said they would do if they didn't get into a university.
I don't know.
There's always a perception in society that you need school to go somewhere in life.
Obviously, I'll have to find something to do, like maybe go to college, and then for this left time, maybe I have to work.
Carry on with my hobby or talent as a fashion designer. See, yeah, I'll do that.
You know, half the kids who go to school are never going to sit in a matric class. Matric is not that important. It's not so important that you must risk your life.
CEO of FET College, Skills Academy, Jan Badenhorst, emphasizes that a student who has not achieved a matric qualification or did not perform as well as they might have liked should not despair, because they are far from being out of options.
As a FET College, we see a lot of people who just never even got to sit in a matric class. If you look at the current matric class, you go back, you know, 10, 12 years, you'll see that half of those kids left the system before they even got to sit in a matric class. So for us to have programs that you can start if you have a grade 10 that you passed at school, or if you have a grade 11 that you passed at school, that's how you create opportunities for people who otherwise would have, their whole lives would have felt, I'm such a failure, I don't have matric. I think we're unfortunately still obsessed with matric. And to a great extent, matric is an entry exam to university. Now, you know, most people are not going to go to university. If every single student gets a bachelor's pass, there aren't more university seats if more people get bachelor's passes. There's a limited number of seats at university. When you walk out of university with your BCom, you're not prepared for the workplace yet. You're still going to learn the work skills in the workplace. Whereas with your national certificates, your national diplomas, you're actually learning that, you know, you're encouraging students to go and find a job that relates to the career they've chosen. They're studying that career-related stuff. And after 3 years or 4 years, when their peers walk out of university with a degree, they've got 3 or 4 years of work experience. They've got a national diploma, which I guess is one step below a degree. And they've already worked on a career.
Department of Social Development spokesperson Lumka Olifant also says that the Gender-Based Violence Command Center will remain open for matriculants and their family members, should they require any advice or support.
Some of them are just worried because what if they pass and they have not applied for anything? Others are also not clear about whether what they will be choosing to study, you know, if it's the right thing. So there were 5 cases that were really intense today in the early hours of this morning. And also, if they need the crucial numbers, for some of them would want the crucial numbers, whether how to get their results without a person going to school, to their school. Also, we have been talking about the second chance program. Others want to know how do they also access that. And also, we have been telling them that must first those who are social grants beneficiaries, for instance, and have applied for financial assistance, they have passed and all the requirements, they will get into the system of NASPAS. So they also want to make sure that the information that is coming out is authentic, and also just to have a person that they know that is on the other side of the phone listening to them.
The department has made several hotlines available for anyone in need of support and encourages matriculants and their loved ones to reach out. For Multimedia Live, I am Paige Muller.